y'all just don't know. We didn't know that she couldn't hear till she was 4 years old. And to see her taking high-end classes, speaking, we didn't know she knew how. So that's what I see. Y'all probably just see her, but that's what I see. That's what I see. I see what God can do. But first of all, let me say a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you this morning. Thank you for choosing to use a man like me. Because I'm just a little boy from Gulfport, Mississippi. But I love you. So I pray you put me behind a cross and let your word go forth so souls will be delivered, set free in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. Y'all can have a seat now. I'm about to shout early now. Hold on. I got a little guideline. I'm trying to keep it together. But given reverence to God, he is my father. I'm sure y'all probably know that. He's my father. And the shepherd of this house, Pastor Scales, his wife, God bless you. Every time I see you, I see him. So we appreciate you. But I have a first lady, too. And in reference to my wife right there, this year will be 17 years. You know, ain't nobody but God. Do you hear me? Ain't nobody but God. Amen, amen. But we're going to go ahead and get started because I know I'm on a time crunch here. I respect my pastor. Y'all know how he is now. Y'all don't tell on that, brother. Sam, stay a little bit over. But I want to start off with telling y'all a little something funny just to break the atmosphere a little bit because I got to get out of my daughter and being in my mind here. But when I was 8 years old, I loved God, right? When I say I loved him, I loved him. All right. You know how we just did communion? You couldn't make me believe that that wasn't Jesus' blood I was taking. Do you hear me? I was 8 years old sitting in the back of Little Rock Missionary Baptist Church, and I said, Lord, I love you, Lord. It lasted this long? But I realized that my mother was never with me, right? She was never with me. I'm like, why I always got to take this by myself? I said, Mama, where you been? One Sunday, I went back looking for Mama. She was in the back of the church pouring that juice. And I was like, Mama. She said, boy, I ain't finna tell you that, you know, but she said, just drink all of it. So what it did was, it was a funny thing, but it lets you know that when I say I trust God, I trust God. But Mama, she just laughed at me and said, boy, it's just juice. You'll be all right. You know, but I just wanted to share that with y'all. All right. But this morning, just, you know, we're talking about how we fight our battles. And in my mind, I was going to speak about something else. And I actually, me and Pastor talked about it. When I went to the Father, he said, hold on, Sam, I need you to do this. So that's where we're going. So if this step on your toes, it ain't me, it's my Father, all right? Our Father, all right? How we fight our battles through, can we go to the next slide? Through the power of fellowship. The power of fellowship. So that begs the question, before we get into the scripture, what is fellowship? Now, I looked up a lot of things. I like to study and research and all that good stuff, but I nailed down three good things about fellowship. Number one about fellowship is keeping company. All right, all right. That means who you spending your time with, all right? The next one is communication, all right? And then building trust, that's the ultimate test, okay? So when you think about fellowship and keeping your company, come Monday morning, y'all going to spend some time with somebody. Yes, all right? Yes. I'm going to spend some time with somebody, okay? And it's going to determine your outcome and what needs to happen, okay? So you think about, now communication comes in, a lot of different forms of communication. Yes. Verbal, we got a little scholar right here. We got nonverbal education folks up in here. Nonverbal communication. Y'all know what nonverbal communication is? Let me give you an example. You get ready to walk by somebody, they don't say nothing, they just look at you, what they saying. That's nonverbal, right? Communication, if I decide to speak with you, That means I want something, I need something, right? That means we building on something, right? And ultimately, what you end up doing with communication and fellowship is you build trust. That means when I see you, I know who you are. Homie, I know who you are. You can try to change all you want to, but I know who you are based on the amount of time that I spend with you, okay? So, but let's go see what God got to say about it, all right? Everybody understand what fellowship is? Spending time with somebody, who you keeping company with, the communication and building trust. That's the foundation. That's the principle for today. All right, so let's look at this. Now, I kind of broke it down to two verses, but I want to see if we can read this get together because I want this to get into your spirit, okay? 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Y'all ready? Let's go. This is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light, in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship with him. Another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. All right, now, I want y'all, let's work this out now. That's the meat. Let's work this out. This is what it says. Now, this is what stood out to me. If we say that we have fellowship, Keith, this is what we're saying. We say we have fellowship, right? Do y'all know on Sunday morning, y'all know what we're doing, right? Yes. What are we doing? We're fellowshipping. Yes. We're spending time together. Yes. We have the communication. What else we're doing? We're building trust with one another. Yes. If I see Miss Gloria in the store, I say, hey, Sister Gloria. If I saw her and she didn't spend time with me, I wouldn't know who she was, right? But now I can say, hey, Sister Gloria, yeah. Can I have some of that spaghetti? You know, because I know that's what she know how to do. Why? Because we spent time together, right? All right, now y'all with me. He said, if we have fellowship with him, again, walking in darkness. Now, hold on. We just say we like to come to church, right? We fellowshipping together. But then it says we walk in darkness. That means we lie. Let's stop right there. That's a comma. That's a pause right there. We got some education folks up here. Well, let's pause right quick. What's walking in darkness? I'm glad you asked. We're going to talk about walking in darkness and in light, okay? So when I first thought about the term walking in darkness, I mean, you think about some bad things, you know, and I want to make sure. I said, Lord, I got to say something that's fair for everybody. So he said, okay, I got you, son, because I want to make sure I make it very plain. He said, Sam, walking in darkness is a life not regulated by God. Ooh. Did y'all hear that? Walking in darkness is a life not regulated by God. So what? Let me break that down a little bit more in the Sam Thomas terms. You're just doing what you want to do. When you want to do it. Do y'all know what the term regulation means? When you regulate something, I was thinking about when Pastor come in on Sunday morning, he likes to have it cold, right? And I thought about the reason why. What regulates the temperature in here? What is that right there? What does it sit on, Charles? 65, 60? It said on 60. Y'all here got a witness. It said on 60, 65, right? 65. Why is he set on 65? Because he want to make sure the temperature is set a certain kind of way, all right? So that means it's regulated, right? Now, what's going to happen for those who stay second service? What's going to happen come second service even though it's set on 65? It's going to warm up. Ask the praise team. It's going to warm up, right? But guess what? It's still set on 65. So what happened? What happened? Guess what? The environment changed. People changed. Temperature on the outside changed. All that's going to change for you guys when you leave here, because right now you're regulated. All right? But what happens is after second service, this is what happened at the second service. Everything started to settle back out, right? And even though that's, guess what, that's still set on 65, guess what it's going to do? Balance back out to 65. That's where we are with our relationship with God. We have to determine what we're regulated on, okay? Now, you have to be honest, because this is what we just said. Now, this is what you said, because I don't want you to say Sam says nothing, okay? This is on you. You said, what did you say? If we say that we have fellowship, you come into church, you regulated. Right now, you regulated. Nobody mad at each other right now, right? Okay, good. You regulate it. But I don't want to say walk in darkness, but you're doing what you want to do, and you're living a life not regulated by God. What is that next word to say it? Them two words. We lie. We lie. You can, now don't get mad at me again. I was going to preach on something totally different. But Lord said, no, that's what I need you to do. We lie. We don't want to be a hypocrite. You could be a hypocrite unknowingly. You know, let me just talk about myself. Sometimes I feel some type of way. I do. When stuff don't go Sam way, I start thinking things. I do. I'm just telling you the truth. Y'all do it too. But the key thing is, wherever you spend your fellowship with, that's what's going to determine your regulation. That's from God right there. I ain't write that down. That's going to determine your regulation wherever you spend your time with. All right? That's what's going to determine the outcomes. I mean, you can talk all, you can say this, say that. How you know, let me say my babysitter used to raise me. She's gone on home now. But she said, son, how you know a rascal is this? This is how she said, how you know a rascal is this? Just look at what he do. Look at what she do. When I say he, I'm talking about she too. All right? Look at what she do. Look at what happens. That determines your relationship and who you spend time with. All right? Are we all together? So we're going to try not to lie today, right? All right, are y'all with me? You just said we fellowship. But you're doing what you want to do, you lie. And we don't want to be a liar. But we thank Jesus for his grace, for, you know, paying it all for it when we fall into that little gap, you know. But I'm just trying to make it plain for you because I want to make sure you line up. And it said, you do not practice the truth. You do not practice the truth. You have to determine, you know, what needs to happen, okay? All right. So before I go to the next point where it says walking in darkness and another point of just walking in darkness is you just really just trying to justify why you did what you did. I was listening to a speaker earlier this way. He said, any person that you know just want to justify why they did this, why they did this, why they did this, that lets you know it's a problem. Because truth ain't got to speak. You ain't got to speak on truth. You ain't got to do that. Only thing you got to do is just stand there. And truth going to set you free. You ain't got to try to defend yourself. Why I did this, why I did that, why I hang out with this person. You hanging out with that person because that's what you like. You're not regulated. You're not regulated. When I come up here early Sunday morning, I mean, ain't got nothing to do with you guys. I'm happy you came, but it's based on my relationship with the Father. During the week, we commune together. We spend time together. We have fellowship together. When I'm spending time with the brethren, guess what? We commune together. We spend time together. We share different things. That's all a part of communication, keeping company, building trust, and that's what it's all about. Who are you spending your time with this morning, Richard? Who are you? You spending time with the Father? Or are you just saying, let me read me a verse and I'm going on about my day? And then you want something. Then you say, oh, God, deliver me. Oh, God. Now, the good news is he's there. But one thing I learned, though, we can't make God do nothing. We can say it all we want. He want to know, do you know me or not? Let me give you an example. Anybody here, let me see, somebody here who does not know me. You're the first time probably seeing me. Anybody? All right. You mind coming up here for a second? You all right. You all right. Nobody ain't going to do nothing to you. You all right. Come on. Come on. I'm going to give you an example right quick, right? Yes. What's your name? Rakita. What do you know about me? I'm going to say this one more time. What do you know about me?
You a minister.
What's the first name you said?
You tall.
You said nothing.
Oh, nothing. Yeah.
Now, why did you say nothing? And guess what? We spent no time together, and I don't know you either. What's your name?
Rakita,
right? So you think about this. We haven't spent no time together, right? Rakita, I don't know you. What's some things you like to do? Write poetry. All right. Now, I don't know her, right? And I'm saying, Rakita, I've been selling poetry in your name. I've been doing this in your name. I've been giving out poetry. What does that mean to you? Nothing. Nothing. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
When we stand before the Father, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? Because we haven't been having no fellowship. and we don't know him, guess what's going to happen? He's going to say, I don't know you. And then y'all going to be saying, "What?" Well, you can go back around, Rakita. She's getting nervous. But you did a good job. Let's give Rakita a round of applause. Woo! So a lot of y'all are going to be saying, but, you know, I did good works. I sold this poetry in your name. I did this in your name. Rakita said, what that got to do with me? You ain't spend no time with me. So how do you know? How? What is the relationship then? Are y'all with me? So when you stand before the Father, I know because a lot of folks say, well, I did this in your name. I did this. I did that. God going to say, well, I never knew you. Are y'all with me? All right, let's take it to the other side. Let somebody in here, who in here know me? Who in here know me? Know me, know me. Hopefully I can get somebody over here to raise. Somebody in here know me. You know me? All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. She know me. She know me, right? All right. Let's see somebody who I've been spending some time with. Who do you say that I am?
My husband. I've been married to you for 17 years.
Okay.
Lot of time together.
All right, all right, all right. Now, you see how easy that was? Let's give a round of applause. That's my first lady. She didn't know she was going to have to say that this morning. But you see how that just flowed out of mouth? When Rakita, she was like, what you talking about? I don't know who you are. I guess you know what you're doing. You up here speaking. That's all that I know. But what did Michelle say? See how easy it came? She know me. She know me. She know my ups and my downs and whether she go whether God gonna move, whether I've been spending time. She know whether I've been spending time with God and I know, I hope. She know. You know, so it depends on who you spend your time with is gonna determine the outcomes, all right? Doing good on time. Give me a couple more minutes, you guys. All right. So can we go to the next slide? All right, so now this is the fun part come. Cause y'all don't want to lie no more, right? I don't want to lie no more. So you're probably saying, well, Brother Thomas, what do I supposed to do now? I'm making a declaration today. What do I supposed to do now? What are these folks don't know where to go, right? They don't know which way to go. So the good news is it's always a way. Can we go to the next scripture? Thomas, disciple Thomas. My last name, Thomas, too. Thomas was a disciple that loved to ask questions. He wanted to know. So this is what he said. Because Jesus just finished preaching, right? And Jesus said, Thomas said, because Jesus said, I'm about to get ready to go and prepare a place. Now, I'm telling you now, I asked a question. That's Pastor. He's going to say, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions. He said, Thomas said to him, Lord, we can read together. Come on. Lord, we did not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, what did he say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you would have known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you have known him and have seen him. Are y'all with me? So a lot of times, I might not have the answer to tell you exactly what to do. But Pastor Jay, he wants us to be more involved at BFF. He wants us to work in order to for your strength. I know my strength is inspiration. I love it. It comes naturally for me. Why? Because I've been doing it. I realized when I was 18, 19 years old, I had to go speak in front of a high school, and I didn't even think twice because it just came out. You know, so when you think about your strength and what you like to do, you have to determine what is best for you because it's always work in the kingdom. It's always working. It's always something you can do. Now, let me tell you the problem with folk. The reason why folks don't do nothing, you know why, Richard? Because you're scared people going to talk about them. Say going to say this and this about me. I'm not all the way right. People going to say something negative about you. But you know what I learned at home? People going to talk about you no matter what you do. Whether you do good or bad, somebody going to have something to say. But you know, my belief is, you can talk to me all you want. Guess what? I know whose I am. I know, Sister Gloria. I know who I've been spending time with. I know when he says, son, I need you to do this, what voice I hear. But the only reason that you can know that, and I'm going to just brag on God a little bit. The only reason that you can know that, Sister B, if you got a fellowship with him. You got to spend time with him. You have to. It's a priority. If not, you're going to be my Miss Rakita. Say, who do you, he's going to say, who do you say I am? He's going to say, I don't know. But I've been doing all this good stuff. I've been giving away clothes. I've been giving away money. All that, you know, you're getting praise from men. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. What you've been doing for me is going to determine the outcome, okay? So Jesus say, I am the way. Now, Pastor Jay, only thing you have to do is, Brother Holm, all they do come in and say, hey, I want to work in this department. I want to do this. I want to spend more time so I can make sure I'm lining up with God, okay? Because we're not going to turn you down. We got a lot of holes we need to fill here. Are you okay with that? All right, let's talk a little bit about light, and we're going to be finishing up. God is the light. Number one is we all have a different process, okay? And success is, you know what success is? Every step that you complete is success, okay? It's not one final goal. You made the mindset, well, I am going to do something different. You successful. Because you wasn't thinking how you were thinking 5 minutes ago. You successful. People say, well, you have to earn a degree. You have to do this. No, you don't. You weren't thinking how you were thinking. You successful. Okay, what's the next step? And you hold God accountable. Y'all know how to hold God accountable to his word. Only thing you have to do when you pray, say, Lord, now your word say this. That's all you got to say. Lord, your word say this. I want to make sure I'm lining up with what your word says, so I need you to come speak to me right now. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to come do it because his word can't lie. But you have to make that declaration for yourself. You can come to church all you want, but it don't make no difference until you spend time with God for yourself, okay? And the last but not least point is, do I have another slide up there? I think I got another. All right, so this is the coming together. This is when you done change your mind, right? All them puzzle pieces started to come together. Everybody started working together, right? Ultimately, after you started to work together as a team, everybody been on a team before, basketball, track, you know, all that kind of stuff. Tom Brady, I love Tom Brady. I don't like the Patriots, but I just like him. You know what I'm saying? Because I like, man, this joker is focused every year. How can he do this? I couldn't play but a year or two because I tore both of my Achilles and my tendon. You know, I tore him. I couldn't play long. I was given that thorn in the flesh. You know, I say, how does he continue to do that? You know, but he's working in his strength. That's his strength, you know. But the good news is about no matter how great Tom Brady is, guess what? He can't play offensive tackle. He can't play wide receiver. He stayed in his field, stayed in his lane. Find your lane. Whatever your lane is, that's what you stay at, boo-boo. That's what you stay at. No matter what nobody say, I can't be nobody but who? Sam. That's all I can be. All right? And then when you ultimately find that, guess what? Start working together. Who the fastest on the track team? Who's the fastest on? Anybody saw a track team, a relay team? Anybody see a relay? Who the fastest? First, fourth, third, fourth leg? Which one the fastest? Naturally, you would say that. Let me just tell you this. From my experience, all of them are based on position based on their pace. Okay? And they put in place by the coach. Guess what? At BFF, Pastor Jay, we're going to put you in place by the coach. Ain't nobody faster than one another. Ain't nobody greater than one another. We all got to go before Father. We all got to go. And just like me, Ms. Credita right there, you don't want her to say, who are you? Who are you? You ain't been spending no time. You ain't been spending no time, so I don't know you. I don't know you. So we just want to make sure we good. And the last point is this, you guys. Once you begin to work in your purpose, you become strong, okay? You become strong. I love doing what I do. If nobody don't show up but me and Pastor Jay on Sunday morning, guess what? We're going to preach somebody. We're going to leave somebody. We're going to do something in preparation of what's about to happen. Because you can't look at where you at and determine, well, I ain't going to move. Well, you ain't going to never move. I work in preparation to what I desire because that's what God says, okay? That's all I have this morning. That's all I have. Amen, amen.
Oh, come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Bless the Lord. As we're standing on our feet, amen, we don't want to take this time lightly.